Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go. Everybody, I'm here with both Greg McCray and David Burton, one at a time. First of all, Greg, how you doing?
I'm doing, bro. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Y'all, we get three people together on the mic. Anything can happen here. Dayton, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
I'm going to get this out the way. So I might not get the mic again. Restaurant is brought to you by Back in Delivery and More LLC. They put the D in delivery. 888-712-2587. If you drive trucks, hit them up. You can get your CDL. If you have a CDL license, you can get paid. Back at Deliveries and More LLC, they put the D in delivery. 888-712-2587. All right, got that out the way. Well, let's get started. Greg, let's start with you right quick. Ronda Rousey, Charlotte Flair, what's up with that?
I saw that coming at the end of the Royal Rumble. I guess they wanted to wait to have somebody beat Becky Lynch. I don't know.
You know, Dave, I'm going to get to you in a second. But I'm not mistaken. Sonya Deville said that Ronda's chosen Becky Lynch, and she's Becky Lynch away the contract. All of a sudden now, she's facing Charlotte Flair.
Yes, indeed.
So David, So David, are we doing it all again this time for one championship between Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair, and Ronda Rousey?
No, we're not gonna do that again.
I'm looking. It's
not enough. They're gonna do it with both times. So you're not gonna do it with both times.
Hey, Greg, turn your mic down. Turn your walkie-talkie down just a little bit. It's in the background. Anyway, I'm looking forward to WrestleMania, y'all. By the way, I got word, what was it, yesterday morning, that the night after WrestleMania, it will be at the American Airlines Center here in Dallas, Texas, the night after WrestleMania, the most lit night in wrestling.
One of the greatest nights ever
at the period. Yes, sir. The night after WrestleMania, of course. The most lit night in all of wrestling at American Airlines Center. So Dallas will be pretty busy. April 2nd, 3rd, 4th. April 2nd is Saturday. April 3rd is Sunday. April 4th is Monday. So April 2nd, 3rd, 4th, Dallas will be pretty busy. Davis, considering the Royal Rumble all together, how you feel about it?
I didn't like the show.
Ooh.
And to be honest, it wasn't so much of a good show.
Oh. Interesting.
Well, the Rollins Reigns match was good. The Women's Royal Rumble match was good. Every other match didn't do so much. The Rockman and Lashley match could have been better if they would have done more with it.
Greg, what about you? How's your opinion overall of the Rumble?
The worst Royal Rumble I've seen. The worst one. I don't know what Vince McMahon is doing. To me, he's doing too much. Outside of Ronda Rousey showing up, horrible.
Wow, that's interesting. Now, as we gotta move forward, And we're going to do that February 19th. Let me get the card together here. Elimination Chamber in Jeddah. Hang on a second here. Alright, one last second. Let me pull it up one second here. February 19th in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, at the Jeddah Superdome, is going to be Bobby Lashley, Brock Lesnar, Seth Rollins, Austin Theory, Riddle, AJ Styles, the Elimination Chamber match. Becky Lynch versus Lita. A lot of background stuff going on, y'all. Becky Lynch versus Lita of the Raw Women's Championship. The Usos versus the Viking Raiders for the SmackDown Tag Titles. Roman Reigns versus Goldberg. I'm gonna come back to that in a second. Drew McIntyre versus Madcap Moss. No, I want to see that. I thought for a second, Roman Reigns, Goldberg, and a one-on-one Elimination Chamber match. I'm about to say, I'm gonna get all excited and I find out, oh, they talking about the main event.
No, you can't have a one-on-one Elimination Chamber match. That's impossible.
That would be cool, though.
I have no complaints about that match, because we were supposed to get that match 2 years ago, and it never happened. So, yeah. To see the match happen now, I commend Vince and his company on doing that, so no complaints on that.
Yes, sir. Great.
We're gonna see the match we were supposed to see 2 years ago.
Is it, Greg? How you feel about it? All that background noise.
I know that every time they go to Saudi Arabia, somehow they find a way to get over and got to them. I'm happy that we finally get this match. Like you said, we supposed to get it WrestleMania.
Yes, sir, man. It's going down to Jeddah. At the Superdome in Jeddah. By the way, she's the Superdome. SmackDown will be live in New Orleans. I'm assuming they're going to be at the Caesars Arena. It's not formally known as the Super. At Mercedes-Benz Superdome. I'll check that out next Friday night from New Orleans, Louisiana. And Ronda Rousey is supposed to make that announcement next week. She made the announcement tonight. They'll be in New Orleans. Now, I'm assuming it would not be a Women's Elimination Chamber match. But if there is one, they would not be... excuse me, y'all. It would not be their traditional attire that we're used to.
Maybe.
Well...
I could be wrong, but I think they... Jeddah may not allow them to do it just for the simple fact that it's in the chamber. Yeah, they're not going to allow you to have...
females in the chamber. Yeah.
That's his
goal. Chamber,
no. So, yeah. I think that's what happened.
I
don't think they're going to allow them to put the women in
the
chamber.
By the way, little fun fact for you, I said this on last broadcast. In Germany, it's called No Escape. It's the same thing, but they changed the name in Germany because for Holocaust trauma. So instead of the Elimination Chamber, it's called No Escape in Germany. So that's a little fun fact for you. It'll be February 19th on Peacock, as well as the Super Bowl next week. Next Sunday, in fact. The Super Bowl will be on Peacock. The Olympics on Peacock. Pretty good so far.
So Peacock's got everything. That's insane.
Yes, sir.
Great. Yeah, I don't know how they did it, but they got a lot of big events
from
there.
Yeah. Hey, Greg, say again.
I said, yeah, I don't know how Peacock did it, but they got a lot of big events they have on there.
Yes, sir. They got the Super Bowl, like Greg was saying, that's the Super Bowl next week. They got the Elimination Chamber. WrestleMania. Elimination Chamber, too. WrestleMania. And the Olympics and the Super Bowl. But our Super Bowl is going to be April 2nd at the American Airlines. No, I'm sorry, I wish it was. It'll be at the Arlington Stadium, the AT&T Stadium.
AT&T Stadium, you mean?
Yes, sir. And
so far on the card. We got Bob Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar. We got Charlotte, Ronda Rousey. And we're going to build it up from there. Hopefully it'll be a good build up.
Yeah, hopefully. You know, they want to plan to put 100,000 people for both nights. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen with all the things the company has been doing, pissing their audience off with some of the talent they've let go.
But one thing is for certain, if Stone Cold Steve Austin is hosting, somebody will receive a can of whoop ass with their name on it at some point.
Oh, we'll see what happens.
That is if he's hosting it.
He's pretty keen on getting his big stadium dome show.
Yeah.
Especially for this year, a lot of their major pay-per-views are at stadium / dome shows. You know, Money in the Bank? It's going to be in Allegiant Stadium, which was the location for SummerSlam last year. And then SummerSlam, while I'm on the subject of SummerSlam, will take place at Nissan Stadium in Las Vegas. In July, it will be the first SummerSlam to take place that will not be in August.
Wow. Great. Let me ask you this right here. This is my opinion. I wonder your opinion. Should WrestleMania 50, by the time we get there, at WrestleMania 50, I did the math years ago. That's 10 years from right now, I believe. Should WrestleMania be at the Garden?
Yes, to me, yes. That's where it started. And for a big milestone like that, yes, to me, it should be at the Garden.
Listen, I would love to see that. If possible, WrestleMania 50, that's 10 years from right now. My math is horrible. 10 years from right now, WrestleMania 50 should be at the Garden, in my opinion. Dave, what about you?
I agree. They should have been WrestleMania 30 at the Garden, but Vince is... He's so obsessed with these big stadium dome shows, he messed it up.
Uh-huh.
I think that was a good tradition that should have kept going.
Well, so we have WrestleMania 1, WrestleMania 20, WrestleMania 10, no, WrestleMania 1, 10, 20 at the Garden.
Yep. We could have had 30, but messed that up due to his obsession with getting big stadiums.
And those of you who don't know New York City, especially Madison Garden, that's WWE territory to this day. That's the house, literally the house McMahon built. I talk about all the way to his grandfather, Jess McMahon.
Absolutely. Speaking of McMahon, you gotta also bring up the fact that Vince's mother, who passed last week at the age of 101 due to natural causes.
Sir, Mrs. Vicky asked school. She lived to be 101. Very well lived life, pretty much.
Absolutely. And I remember Vince saying he hopes to live as long as she does.
And here's the problem I have, people. I saw on Facebook the insensitivity of people. Like, oh, let's try to make money off her. First of all, people in WWE barely know Mrs. Askew as Vince McMahon's mother. They barely know her. She had nothing to do with the company, first of all. So I understand. It doesn't make sense. I understand why they don't do a tribute or a memorial to his mother, because they don't know her like that. She was never involved with the company in the first place. So, we all need to have a heart, people.
That's true.
That old lady, she lived the best life she could, the way she wanted to, in her time and her season and everything, had a way to live like... Y'all, excuse me. So, much love to the McMahons, the Askew family, the McMahon family. all just kinfolk. What's love to you? Now, let's get back to business here for y'all, emotional and mushy. The Royal Rumble's coming up. Not Royal Rumble, my bad. Elimination Chamber's coming up. And I wouldn't be surprised if we had SmackDown side of the Chamber. Greg, what do you think about that?
Actually enjoyed it the first time they did it, and I would love to see it. For the SmackDown tag team type.
That's that should be cool. And y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. Say,
I was saying, I wouldn't mind that.
That would be cool.
SmackDown's currently on WWE show. They're doing pretty well, ratings-wise. Very well.
Y'all, I say this every time. I mean it by the bottom of my heart. I say it every time. I'm giving NXT a chance. I don't like it. Nothing about it. I don't like it.
Oh, he destroyed it, man.
I tried giving a chance. I tried. I don't like nothing about NXT 2.0.
I didn't give it a chance at all, to be honest. I knew it was going to suck.
I don't like
Vince
I don't like the setup.
I don't like the design.
I don't like the setup of the next team. I don't like the way the fans are sitting. I don't like the setup. I don't like nothing.
Everything that we loved about NXT and drew us to watching NXT. Vince went and destroyed because he wanted to be in control of everything. He's the reason why the Royal Rumble sucked. You know, everything that we loved about the Royal Rumble, that's you know, we was looking. I was looking forward to the Royal Rumble, and I was seriously let down. Like, why? Like, you know, you got my hopes up for nothing. You know, I don't know what you did. Why you feel like you got to, you know, have your hands in everything, why you got to make last-minute decision after last-minute decision, and, you know, you just, it's time for you to retire, let somebody else take the business, and you just keep on making your money.
I think Vince should retire. I mean, that guy killed off in the field, killed, fired all the Triple H's guys.
That was worse, man. But that was worse. But the only silver lining, NXT UK is doing well. That's the only hope is NXT UK.
Unfortunately, it's not as good brand as the other NXT is. They don't see it as a brand. But yeah, you know what about that?
I love NXT UK, how everything was the way they left it. I'm assuming now and then they got to check in with the States, the next team now and then. But other than that, they do their thing. I love it.
Yeah, I don't get to watch too much of it, but I've seen the last three episodes.
Yes, sir. By the way, all the episodes of NXT UK, all takeovers available on Peacock TV. Just look at NXT UK and you're good to go. I saw a picture on Facebook different 1998 pay-per-views. So you want to have a marathon night. I recommend start with Breakdown and just keep going and end up in WrestleMania 14.
Breakdown was after WrestleMania 14.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you about to have people go backwards, man.
I did not know that.
WrestleMania was in March. The Breakdown was in September.
All right. Well, anyway, so find a list. In fact, go to Wikipedia, find a list of 1998 WWE pay-per-views, and go from there. My bad.
Breakdown was not a bad show, bro.
Oh, yeah. I just had the order messed up. My bad.
My favorite match was that Triple Threat Steel Cage match of The Rock and Mankind and King Shamrock.
If I'm not mistaken, that's the one. No, either that or Armageddon, one of the two. Mick Foley was in the ankle lock, and he didn't want to tap out, so he put the metal claw on himself.
I think that was the pay-per-view after that.
Yeah. He didn't want to tap out, so he put the metal claw on himself and passed out.
Yeah, I've never seen that done before. That's shocking me.
And technically, that counts as a submission. So I'm like, wow, I've been a fan of Foley not my whole life, but I've been a fan of Foley all these years. I didn't know he did that.
That was nuts. When I see him do that, I was like, that's
different. Mick Foley, while it's on my mind, Mick Foley, one of the true, this dude is pretty cool, inside and out the ring. I'll give you a little story right quick. I was at I thought was a wrestling event. I saw Mick Foley on the card. I'm going to go. It was a Comic-Con. No wrestling fan in sight. It's long before I became a Marvel, my love for Marvel. So I go to Comic-Con. I think it's a wrestling event, Comic-Con. And Mick Foley's there. And this poor dude, he's signing autographs. I ain't got enough money for a picture or an autograph. So I got one question I wanted to answer. And this dude could have told me, hey, look, F off. I want to talk to you. I'm tired. Mick Foley took the time to answer my question. A cool dude. And mind you, he did that with barely little break. So Mick Foley signed autographs all day long with little or no break. And could have told me to F off. So much love to Mick Foley. And he could have told me off, like for real. He could have just let me have it, and I would have deserved it.
That's a real superstar right there.
You ain't got no money. You got no money for a picture. Autograph. You ask me a question. I've been signing autographs all day. You ask me a question. Anybody else would told me F off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Much love, Mick. I'll tell you, man, if you want an autograph from Mick Foley, if you want whatever you got on your mind, you can go to, that's a website you can go to for that. Any athlete you want, really. I can't remember the name of it. It's like a video chat, but you got to pay for it and everything. I can't remember the name of it.
Now, I got to mention it. Talk to Mickie James and her performance at the Royal Rumble. She even got an elimination. So I was proud of her performance. But now that that's over, she has to go back and take care of her business with the NWA and Impact, being Impact Women's Champion. And she is scheduled to defend the Impact Women's Championship again.
I told y'all, I said it. It was obvious. People are like, oh, she's gonna win. She's gonna win. We're gonna have a title match. Not gonna happen.
Every title so far, almost. And Impact is on the line, you know.
Gonna be good. And Greg, how did you like?
Yeah. Not a bad card.
Greg, how did you like MJF against CM Punk?
It was a great match. Didn't like sticking it too much, but if they do right and they pull it off and finish the storyline right, then it'll be worth it. But the ending kind of predictable, and I believe they just pushed to make MJF one of the type of heels that everybody hates. And when you have that type of heel, you end up being world champion. You end up making the company a lot of money.
Yeah. Man, they had a great promo vocal thing going on, but the time of talking was over, and that was a good match.
I agree. I didn't like the ending at all. Me personally, I think MJF should have got a clean victory instead of cheating. So wouldn't fire him more as a bigger threat. He should have gotten a clean win. Now, the match was good from Marvin Green. It had the potential to be better than what it was, but again, Punk has been gone 7 years. He needs to, Punk is slowly starting to, what's the word I'm looking for? Sort of get off of that ring work. Now, if it was 2011, 2012, CM Punk, that match would have been better than what it was.
Uh-huh. You're right about that, yeah.
Unfortunately, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But I know for a fact that I'm positive if MJF now was in there with the 2011, 2012 CM Punk, that match would have been better than what it was. But Punk has to work his way back to that 2011 and 2012 of CM Punk. And I'm not talking about the promos. I mean his in-ring work. Because to be honest, he's a better man than what he is now. Not that I'm saying that he can't be the same way. He can. But he just has to work towards that.
Wow.
You know, I hope him and AEW, they don't make him look like Adam Cole. Because I'm a big Adam Cole mark. I'm an Adam Cole fan. But ever since he's gotten into AEW, he's been hard to watch. It's not the same.
Uh-huh.
He's still good, but he's been the one I'm looking for. Watered down. Not just him, but several of the guys that left. Even Kyle O'Reilly, and Bobby Fish, and who else?
It's coming, Roger Strong.
I meant to say,
Colorado. Yeah, Roger Strong's coming, I'll tell you.
Well, no time soon, because he signed a multi-year deal with them.
Yeah.
But anyway, them three and Malakai Black have totally been watered down. Yeah. So much. Yeah. Adam Cole has gotten it to work. No, he went from gaming and headlining major takeovers and being a serious blocker to play wrestling with a fan. And that match with Orange Cassidy, that lights-out match was not good at all.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, y'all, excuse me, I'm battling a little cold here. But I'd like to thank both of y'all for being with me tonight. It's been always a pleasure. And I want to see you guys. If we don't hear from you for a while, you can always catch us online. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Spotify, iTunes. We're everywhere. One word, Wrestling Tracks. You can find us everywhere. Thank you so much for being with us, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great evening. I'll see you next time on Wrestling Tracks. Peace out, everybody. Thank you, gentlemen.